4:33 ABC Newcastle. 23 past 7 the time. As Catholic Archbishop Philip Wilson is sentenced today for concealing historical child sex abuse, comes after the landmark magistrate-only trial in May, which found Wilson guilty of covering up abuse by now-deceased priest James Fletcher in the New South Wales Hunter region. In the 1970s, he's the world's most senior Catholic to be convicted of the offence. This follows a meeting which was held in Newcastle yesterday where survivors of child sexual abuse in the Catholic Church and their advocates discussed new ways of preventing abuse of children. This meeting was not without its controversy. Bob O'Toole from the Hunter-based Clergy Abuse Network was concerned about its independence.
I have had some conversations with some academics who have studied this stuff, and they've said this thing is just a sham. The whole business is just big as belief. I think they must think we're stupid.
ABC Newcastle's Paul Turton then spoke to Cherie Limbrick, the CEO of the Catholic Professional Standards, about the independence of the group.
It's fair to say we have been established by the church leadership in Australia, so the Bishops' Conference and the group called Catholic Religious Australia, the peak body of the non-bishops, if you like, so the brothers and nuns. So we are established by them, and we wouldn't exist had they not set us up, to be perfectly honest, obviously. But we do operate independently. We've been set up with a board that has some pretty high-powered, reputable people, independent and forthright thinkers, very skilled. And our day-to-day work, my day-to-day work, and the organisation is governed by them rather than the church.
So I went along to the meeting that was held yesterday and spoke to Kate Everstein, who is the Director of Safeguarding, about how yesterday's session went.
Well, I've had quite a long background in child safeguarding with the government, with AusAid and Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade. And there's one sort of new area that a lot of organisations are really struggling with is around how do you get the participation of children and families, carers and communities. And through the survivor consultations, what I was able to really learn is why that's so important. And from survivors sharing with me about how they wish that their parents were able to ask some questions or see the indicators, or if even parents coming too and saying if we had have known what to do or who to speak to, or at least had a dependable service to talk to, then something could have been done to be stopped. And so those kind of standards have I've really see them in a whole new light, and I can see how we can audit those in a much different way to from when I first began.
You were telling me a very simple story about one gentleman who just wanted to be asked why he wanted to change schools. Can you sort of expand on that?
Sure. So he unfortunately had been sexually abused in a Catholic secondary school, and in hindsight he said he would have probably been also displaying indicators, and he said to his parents, I want to change schools, you know, I want to leave. And his parents just said, no, you need to attend the Catholic school, we're not sending you to a public school, this is where we're saving our money, investing in it. And he said, all I wished is that they had just asked me why. You know, why do you want to change schools? And he said, I was just waiting for them to ask me that, and then I would have shared with them what was happening. But they never asked that, and I just continued to withdraw. And so that was that really brought it home about the significance of engaging families in this work that we do.
This is one part of the work. Can you tell me what else you're doing?
So CPS role is very clear about, one, we need to set that roadmap with the standards, and we also need to provide the tools and the guidance so that church organisations can implement those standards. The other part of the puzzle is the audits. And so we're working at the moment with KPMG to work out the audit program, because the church, Catholic churches are pretty difficult. Many different legal entities to work out that how you conduct audits. And so that piece of work is happening right now. and the idea is that the standards and our audit process will be approved in October, and then the other key part of CPSL's work, which hasn't been done before, is that the audit reports will be published, so they'll be publicly available. So really none of those three things have happened. That there's never been standards, a national consistent set, there's never been audits, and there certainly hasn't been any public reporting. So they're the three functions, as well as building capacity, because we know none of that's going to happen if we're not having these conversations like today, that this is the start of the process.
What feedback are you having from survivors about the healing process, and how important the Catholic Church coming to the party in those areas you've just explained? How important is that for survivors that all those things happen, do you think?
So what I can speak about is just the part that we play, and CPSL's role is very specific, and so I think there's a whole lot of other work that still needs to occur with supporting survivors that is ongoing, and our role at the moment is to learn and to continue to be talking to survivors so that we can do our job well, and that they have a chance to input on setting that national standards. So I see that there's still another space at the Catholic Church, which there's an implementation advisory group that's been set up. There's more work that needs to be done in the area, but in terms of our work, we're hearing from survivors that this experience is sometimes the first time they've ever been asked to give feedback around the standards and how things could be different. So if you can imagine how difficult it is for a survivor to walk into this room and then to come out the other end and saying thank you, and it's been for some an incredible experience. So it's a pretty rewarding experience for being a facilitator and hearing their stories and seeing that journey through the consultation.
That's a conversation I had yesterday afternoon with Kate Everstein, who is the Director of Safeguarding with that organisation. Now, if that interview has triggered anything in you in any way, shape or form, please contact Lifeline on 1311 14, 13 11 14. We do have a statement. We've been provided with a statement from the chair of the Catholic Professional Standards Limited on the company's independence, and I'll read that out to you just after 7:30 here on 12:33 ABC Newcastle, Tuesday morning with Garth Russell. News-